KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A tragic ending for five people on board the tourist sub that vanished off the coast of Nova Scotia. OceanGate, the company that operates the Titan sub, releasing a statement saying they believe all five, including the company's CEO, quote, have sadly been lost. Here's U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
This morning, an ROV, a remote operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor.
The sub vanished Sunday while setting off to explore the Titanic site. President Biden and India's Prime Minister, following talks at the White House, pledged to partner on key areas of trade and security when it comes to China. Severe storms moving across the country. Fans at a music concert at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado were hit with hail, at least 90 injured. This is ABC News. Police in Sacramento are facing criticism following the release of body cam video.
Hey, Sacramento Police Department!
Police were at the home last year to do a probation search of a known gang member. Eventually, a 10-year-old girl opens a door in what appear to be flannel pajamas.
I'm a baby.
Open the door. You're not a baby.
Immediately, the agitated officers put her into handcuffs. Crying, she says, I'm scared, as an officer walks her to a patrol car.
Okay, but you're going to be detained in handcuffs.
A few moments later, he takes him off. At a city council meeting this week, Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester.
There is no circumstance where it's okay to handcuff a 10-year-old.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The video is part of an audit involving complaints against Sacramento officers. The number of jobless claims holding steady. 264,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That number unchanged from the previous 2 weeks. Dave Packer, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two people are facing dozens of charges after authorities said nearly 200 goats were found dead at a farm in southwestern Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office said that Kyle and Stephanie Lincecum starved the herd and that there had been no flowing water for weeks. Sheriff Reg Gill told WKOW-TV that he brought a veterinarian to the scene to find out what had happened. According to court documents, the couple kept money from selling some of the goats, which they didn't have the authority to do. A total amount was about $37,000. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows that most of western Wisconsin is in drought, with the lower Wisconsin River Valley in severe drought. The entire state considered abnormally dry, according to the USDA. Also, wildfire danger remains high in northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin, and the entire state is under an air quality advisory due to unhealthy levels of ozone. And today is the start of Country Fest in Kidat. Organizers are expecting a record crowd of 100,000 people this year to see headliners including John Party, Dan and Shay, and the Zach Brown Band. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep-fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep-fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From gas to groceries, Wisconsinites are feeling it. Higher prices are making it tough to pay your bills. So why are some in Washington pushing a new, costly mandate that'll make things harder for Wisconsin consumers? it'll mean the credit card rewards you enjoy will go away. That's right, earning cash back, points, or miles.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's 3:05 on June 22nd, Thursday. Matt McNeil's show. I'm not Matt McNeil. I'm Todd Mickelson sitting in for Matt McNeil. We got Brett running the board today. And always a lot to talk about. Some heavy goings on Capitol Hill yesterday. Some of it funny, some of it just absolutely asinine. The Republican Party seems to be, well, I don't want to use the word imploding, but because there's really, really some nasty bad news about this immersible vehicle that had five people in it, that they were going down to do some studying of some things for the wreckage of the Titanic, and it sounds like something went horribly wrong and the vessel imploded. And of course, there are no survivors. And we're not going to go into too many details about that. That's more of a newsy thing, current event that you probably heard about already. If you're listening to this show, you probably heard the news about this. So I probably shouldn't use the word implode to describe what's going on with the Republican Party, because what's going on with the Republican Party is entertaining and amusing. And we're going to go into that. And of course, everybody's very sad about the real implosion that happened. And we'll let other news places cover that in detail. And like I said, you probably already know about it. I was going to start with some good news that has nothing to do with the Republican Party. Absolutely nothing to do with the Republican Party. It's just a new study came out. Annual manufacturing construction is on pace to be close to $190 billion for the entirety of the coming year. A few years, probably. It was less than $100 billion for the entire decade of the 2010s. When Biden was inaugurated, of course, Trump did nothing. He said, you know, every week, in 2 weeks, it's going to be infrastructure day. That's what it was. Yeah, he had more trouble with the word than I did. It was stuck at about $75 billion. And when Joe Biden was inaugurated, it was stuck at $75 billion still. And because of the policies that the Biden administration has overseen, along with the really good job by Nancy Pelosi and others in Congress, pushing really great policies, we have $190 billion going into construction. And that is a huge stimulus for the economy. The economy is booming. I know people were talking about we're on the verge of a recession, but they're saying, no, we're not anymore. The economy is booming. So that's good news. And we should always be talking about that. We should not be forgetting that. And we should be repeating this, because Republicans are just spreading propaganda about how horrible Democrats are and how horrible Joe Biden's policies are, to the degree that they're trying to impeach him. Part of what we're going to talk about, it's hard to keep organized what is going on with the Republican Party. There was a fight, and I believe we were the first to report on it in the country.
Because, yeah, you had this like minutes just as it was happening.
Yeah.
I believe. I thought, this can't be real, when you first read that to me, and then lo and behold, it was.
Yeah, and now everybody's been talking about it. It's kind of funny, because we took a commercial break, and I decided to just kind of check a couple headline-y things to see if, hey, I wonder if anything happened. And that story had just happened. And people were starting to tweet about it just a little bit. They didn't know much about it. Anyway, so yeah, big scoop here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. So yeah, you've been hearing, I have a little bit more of what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. So you probably heard she called Boebert a little bee, the bee not being a like an insect. It being more like a female dog type of bee, the bee being just the initial of the word that I don't think we're going to use on AM 950, right?
We probably got to stay away from that one, yeah.
Here, to give you a better idea, it would be the same as saying, you're a son of a bee, you know? Anyway, so on the House floor, a little tussle, a little tiff going on between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. And it was because Boebert put up a, she completely bypassed the normal rules of the House and put up an impeachment. You know, she introduced articles of impeachment and did a horrible job, by the way, when you hear her reading the articles of impeachment or announcing that she's going to do it. She like repeats the same sentence over and over again. She's reading something and it's clear she doesn't understand what it is she's reading, but you know, she looks a little confused, like she doesn't know what she's doing, but she basically introduced impeachment of Joe Biden on the House floor. Normally, of course, you would do an investigation. We saw what it looked like when Trump was impeached twice. There were committee hearings. There were witnesses. It took weeks before the actual articles of impeachment were announced. And Boebert just, you know, said, "I'm going to impeach Biden," and then Marjorie Taylor Greene was like, "No, I was going to impeach Biden. You can't impeach Biden. I was gonna. Well, I did. You copied me. You copied me, you little bee." Greene also claimed, she said to Politico, you know, "I have defended Boebert when she's been attacked. She and I have virtually the same voting record. We're both members of the House Freedom Caucus. We shouldn't be natural allies. For some reason, she has a great skill and talent for making most people here not like her." And this is being said by Marjorie Taylor Greene. So how many people like Marjorie Taylor Greene? Now, that's just the sort of absolute childish. I mean, this sounds like a fight in a junior high lunchroom. And a lot of the Republicans are acting that way. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House. He's supposed to be wrangling these people. He apparently had no idea that she was going to do this. And now he's mad because it's like, okay, we can't deal with this right now. And we should have, you know, we're trying to investigate things about Biden. And now we have to deal with this impeachment thing because you basically let it loose on the House floor. So Kevin McCarthy's super frustrated with both of them, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. And then, you know, he thinks he's proud to censure Adam Schiff. So before I want to talk about this censuring of Adam Schiff, I want to mention that George Santos is also a part of this Republican House. Kevin McCarthy's House caucus, George Santos, who's already been proven, he's already admitted that he lied to the voters in order to get elected. And he now, it was just announced today, and we all know it's a bunch of bunk. He, a little bit of a backstory, his relationship with his aunt, He stole money from his aunt in years past. And then his father, he apparently moved in with a woman. It sounds like they were just roommates. And the woman says that when George Santos' father came to their apartment, George Santos' father basically warned the woman about his son. You got to watch out for this guy. He can mess with you, you know? So, but it's his father and his aunt that they have released, put up the money for his bond, which is $500,000. And they don't have that. His dad's a retired construction worker. It sounds like the family's kind of always been poor. That's part of why he's always committed fraud and stole money. I mean, he's been indicted. And he's going probably, I mean, he's, I would say 98% chance he's going to prison over this indictment. And then he'll go to court and he'll be found guilty. And because he is, he's basically said he is. And it's very serious charges, fraud, things that can send you to prison for a decade. He's part of the Republican Party. Now, of course, we know that that money didn't come from his actual father and aunt. You just know that it was like, yeah, we drive you up to door. We give you the money. You go in and pay. It was, you know, Russian oligarch money laundered through his father and aunt. You just know that's the case. So in retaliation of the censuring then of Adam Schiff, because Adam Schiff was a part of the impeachment of Trump over Russia, 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 because there was Russian collusion. It has been proven. It's been uncovered in the Mueller report. It has been proven in many different ways. And the House actually censured Adam Schiff for doing his job because they're scared. They're scared of everything at this point. So one of our heroes, Representative Dan Goldman, who was a counsel, a lead counsel on that impeachment as well. Now he's elected to Congress. Here's what he, I'm going to play some sound here, Brett. Here's what he had to say on the House floor.
You want to talk about collusion? Let me ask my Republican colleagues. If a campaign manager for a campaign is giving internal information to a Russian intelligence agent, is that collusion? Because that was the once classified information that is now public and now constitutes collusion. And there are so many other issues. One of my colleagues says, we will hold members accountable. You are the party of George Santos. Who are you holding accountable? The guy is an alleged and acknowledged liar and indicted, and you protect him every day. Don't lecture us with your projection and your defense of Donald Trump. It's pathetic, and it's beneath you, and it's beneath this body, and I yield back.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of talking about the implosion of the GOP, and Greg Hayward has something to say. Oh, he's from Hayward, Minnesota. Greg has something to say about it. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Sorry to make you wait so long.
Yeah, no problem. I was just wondering why you said implosion like 8 times when you said you weren't going to say implosion. You kept on talking about the Republicans imploding, and then you said, well, I shouldn't use implode, and then you said implosion 8 times.
Yeah.
You should use your words a little bit more carefully. It's such a sensitive time, and it would be a little bit, it would be better if you were a little bit more balanced.
More balanced?
Absolutely.
I should stick up for George Santos?
No, I think you should just, you know, the Republicans, this is what's the matter with our country. You know, there's people who, no matter what anybody does, the other side is bad. Both Republicans and Democrats. And you're falling right into it. And I'm sure you're making a good money doing it. You know, join the club.
Yeah, I'm actually not getting paid.
Big club, and you're in it now.
I'm actually not getting paid a red cent to sit in on the Matt McNeil show. And
Matt McNeil's making pretty good money, and he's trying to move up the and that's the way you do it. We've never had a show like this make it. Al Franken tried to do it, and he couldn't do it. So,
okay, so name me a story that the Democrats have done that have gotten them indicted.
Let's see.
Name a Democrat that's running for president that's been indicted twice.
Indicted and convicted are two different things. You can indict a ham sandwich.
Oh, okay.
I think you've heard of that before. You can indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah. So you think Trump's innocent?
Here's what I think. I think Trump was running against the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the establishment. He went in there, and what he did is he stirred things up. If you're making $1 million a year, which there's a lot of people in government doing that, and a lot of lobbyists, you don't want somebody coming in and turning things around. You want it to go the same. He was going to change things, and he started to change things. And,
he did?
You know,
how?
He did?
How did he start to change things?
Well, one of the things he did is he started talking to our adversaries, because what they'd done previously, both Republicans and Democrats, is didn't talk to the leader of South or North Korea. Went and talked to him. You know, things are going pretty good with North Korea when he engaged him a little bit.
Okay, what went so well with North Korea when Trump was president?
Oh, he quit practicing shooting bombs over our missiles over Japan.
He didn't.
Taiwan.
He didn't. He did that just as much under Trump as under any other president.
No, he did not.
Okay, well,
he did not.
It's difficult to argue with somebody who doesn't believe actual facts. So yes, he did, and. Also, who name some legislators, some congresspeople who get in little tiffs and arguments and lunge at each other on the House floor. And you can go back as far as 150 years if you can find a Democrat that acted that way on the House floor. There are many other. Go ahead.
One of the things Nancy Pelosi was very good at is she made sure that everyone towed the line. She made sure that nobody spoke out of line or anything, and they towed the line. She had all her Democrats whipped up and towed the line. You don't talk when Nancy Pelosi was leader. You didn't talk against Nancy Pelosi, or you didn't get your funding for your bridge. You didn't get this. You didn't get that. And I hate to say it. It's probably the same with the Republicans.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that? That's how you get things done in Congress. She was the most accomplished Speaker of the House ever in the history of the country.
Oh, you know, that's subjective.
No, it's not. It's numbers. It's actual things that can be measured. The things that got done.
Like what?
Oh,
like what?
Okay. The Build Back Better whole bill, what I started talking about at the beginning of this hour, we have $190 billion in construction going on when it was $75 billion when Biden was inaugurated. We've got he's added 13.3 million jobs in 2.5 years.
That's when we started very, very low. And are those inflation-adjusted dollars? Because it might be about the same
inflation. I'm sorry, you don't understand how that works, and I'm not going to try and explain that to you.
I do understand how it works.
Trump promised he was going to get rid of the deficit, and instead he added 7.8, I think, trillion to the deficit. 25% of the entire deficit of the United States was caused by Donald Trump and the Republicans under him.
Do you think that might have had something to do with COVID? Or not?
No, not all of it, at least.
You don't think it had anything to do with COVID?
Not all of it, but a ton. Most of it was before.
Not all of
most
it.
Most of it was before COVID started.
Oh, no.
A lot of it was because of his tax cut.
They had more tax revenue than they've ever had last year.
Yeah, okay.
When when he was the president during COVID, you know, they really had to put all hands on deck. His Operation Lightspeed, or what it was, to get a
vaccine.
Vaccine was probably, I think it was probably one of the most successful government programs, you know, I've ever seen.
Okay. Yeah, that did help. Of course, the companies that did it said that they had been working on it for a couple decades already. But yeah, I'll agree with you on that, and I'll agree with you that having the vaccines is a good thing and started to save people's lives.
And it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, do you agree it's a good thing that the vaccines saved people's lives?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
There we agree.
Absolutely. In spite of all the lies we've been being told, you know, quite frankly, I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, I used to believe what our government told us. I don't believe 90% of what it says, and I'm skeptical on the other 10%. We're not being told the truth about just about anything.
Okay, were we being told the truth when Trump was president?
I think Trump was about, you know, he wore his opinions on his sleeve. He didn't dodge a question. You asked him a question, he gave you an answer. You might not have agreed with it, or you might thought of, but at least he gave you an answer.
Yeah, and a lot of his answers are contributing to probably getting him thrown in prison right now.
Well, he's been indicted, and we'll see if he goes to prison.
Yep, we will. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Greg, and thanks for your contribution to our subject matter. It was an interesting exchange. So thank you, Greg. And let's take a break. We're way behind now. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, along with Greg, who seems to disagree with everything we say. We'll be right back.
I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's new programming block, Sunday Shine Radio, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity. Join us for Green Tea Conversations at 10,
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.,
and the Being Curious Show at noon. Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal wellness.
Tune in every Sunday for Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
and let us guide you on an inspirational journey each week.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
If you've been waiting to replace those appliances, don't miss Warner Stellion's lowest prices of the season. Score instant savings, then up to 10% off, and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy. Put us to the test at warnerstellion.com.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Patrick. While you and your family are ready for summer, make sure your home is ready for summer, too. There are going to be a lot of people over at your house for those barbecues and graduation parties in June, so make sure to check in with my friends at Zero Res to make sure your floors are in tip-top shape. And now that summer is finally here, it's time to take advantage of Zero Res's best deal of the year. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified. So it's time to call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts and your dryer vent clean too. You've waited and now you save. Book now and take advantage of the summer sale and get 20% off all services. Schedule your appointment by calling 952-ZERO-RES or going to ZeroResMinnesota.com and asking for the AM 950 special. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 69. And Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 91.
Don't just settle for what's in the cupboard. Elevate your meals with premium oils and vinegars from Vinaigrette. They offer the finest selection of extra virgin olive oils, balsamic vinegars, fused extra virgin olive oils, white balsamic vinegars, and wine vinegars. Vinaigrette is located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis. More at VinaigretteMN.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're listening to the Matt McNeil Show. Todd Mickelson sitting in for Matt McNeil, apparently making millions of dollars doing it. I don't know if you heard the phone call from our fan, Greg, who called, during his call, he pointed out how great of a Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was. Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House in 2006, if you remember that. She was Speaker of the House from 2007, I guess, to 2011, those 4 years. And during those 4 years, it's widely known and it's historically factual that she became the most accomplished Speaker of the House in the history of the country, also being the first woman to be Speaker of the House. Greg pointed out that in contrast to Kevin McCarthy having absolutely no control over his caucus and not even knowing what they're going to do or say on the House floor, he's unable to stop them from getting into yelling matches and physical tussles, as we saw back in January when, if you remember, somebody lunged at Matt Gaetz and somebody else had to hold them back. The type of things we haven't seen since just before the Civil War. And then we were talking about the accomplishments of Joe Biden. Greg, I'm glad you pointed that out, Greg, if you're still listening. In 2 years, the Biden-Harris administration and the Democratic-ran House and Senate acted to lower health care and drug costs, fight climate change, reduce energy costs, invest in mental health care, invest in American manufacturing and infrastructure. In August of 2022, President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. I think it was 2021. He extended generous subsidies that make Affordable Care Act health insurance plans more affordable. Those subsidies, introduced as part of Biden's American Rescue Plan in 2021, were set to expire at the end of 2022, but now it has been extended to the end of 2025. The law will prevent an estimated 3 million Americans from losing their health care and 10.4 million more enrollees from paying more for their insurance plan. Let's see. That's so healthcare and drug costs going down, insulin going down. As of, let's see, no Medicare recipient will spend more than $35 a month on insulin. More than 3.3 million Medicare beneficiaries nationwide rely on insulin, with the average patient spending $54 a month on prescriptions, an increase of nearly 40% in the past 15 years. Medicare recipients spent over $100 a month on insulin, though, as certain brands charge higher prices. Biden made that not able to go over $35. So now you pay $35 for insulin. Fighting climate change and saving families money on energy, Biden's signature legislative accomplishment, the Inflation Reduction Act, helped with doing that. The most consequential federal gun safety bill in decades. I'm sure that makes Greg happy as well. It makes 99% of Americans happy. The largest ever national investment in mental health. So when people go in and use an AR-15 to shoot up a school, the Republicans say it's because of mental health problems. But Reagan cut investment in mental health facilities by 75% when he was president. Again, I would hope Greg would have an example of Democrats doing something like that. I don't think he's going to find an example of that. This whole both sides-ism, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Under Biden, the largest ever national investment in mental health, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, was largely discussed as a gun safety bill, but in reality, the bill is actually more of an investment in mental health than anything else. The law provides roughly $10 billion in funding for mental health care, the largest ever investment in America's mental health care system, and a critical one at a time when rates of anxiety and depression are on the rise because of the Trump administration. And you can say the pandemic had a lot to do with it. You've heard me argue on this show before. What if we hadn't got all of our officials kicked out of China because China knew they could do it because Trump didn't even understand anything about how the world works or what the job he just got elected to do? Not by the American people, by the Electoral College, by the way. He lost that election by 3 million votes. America never wanted him to be president. But China was like, hey, we're going to get rid of these inspectors, these American inspectors, and because Trump doesn't even understand what's going on. If Hillary Clinton had been president, she would have stopped that from happening. China may have not even tried to make it happen. The pandemic starts in China. There's nobody there to try and control it. Americans have been kicked out because Trump is the president. What if the pandemic went the same way that Obama was able to handle the 2012 problem with Ebola? What if we, you know, basically nipped it in the bud before it even got to the United States or anywhere else? What if we had our people in China still? The pandemic may not have turned into a pandemic. COVID might have just kind of been more like SARS was, or Ebola, where I think 2 Americans died of Ebola total. Not 2 million, 2. Not 20, not 200, 2.
Remember how much that story disappeared after the 2014 midterm elections, too.
Yeah.
I remember that being huge. Look, Obama's fault with Ebola. Then it was just gone after that.
Yeah, exactly. And so That's one thing about the pandemic. The second thing about the pandemic is then he had no idea how to handle it once it got here. When it first got here, he said, right now there's maybe 15 people that have it, and it's going to be zero by the end of the week. Zero. Like nobody's seen. Zero. The best number zero, the most round number zero you've ever seen.
Easter of 2020, I remember. Didn't he say we were going to have it solved by then?
I think, oh yeah, yes, yeah. He said that. And then, of course, summer would take care of it because, you know, people aren't as sick in the summer. I don't know. He thought it was the common cold. So, yeah, the pandemic decimated the world. And there are plenty of arguments to find a huge portion of the blame going straight to Donald Trump. And we are now recovered from it. I mean, there are still people dealing with it. Of course, now the only people who are dying of it are people who are not vaccinated. Now, at least Greg and I did agree that the vaccination is a good thing. And that's true. So those of us who got vaccinated, we're not really affected by COVID anymore. And our economy is back. And it's back better. And that is because of the Democrats, with the Republicans fighting against it constantly. There's a lot of other stuff that Biden did. The general investment in American industry and manufacturing, billions of dollars in investments in workers, families, and communities, cut child poverty in half. That happened really quickly. Bridge repair, more than $3 billion in funds to upgrade infrastructure at more than 3,000 airports, more than $9 billion to improve America's water infrastructure, pipes and service lines and sewer systems, more than $3 billion in funding to make homes more energy efficient, and more than $200 million to help families pay outstanding energy bills, more than $2.3 billion to help states, tribal nations, and territories upgrade and modernize America's power grid, financial assistance to nearly 15 million of households to help them afford high-speed internet, reduce the cost of gas by releasing oil from the National Strategic Reserve. Biden played that whole thing like he was a virtuoso. Improving health care for veterans affected by burn pits, when that's something that the Republicans fought against for years. So, yeah, I didn't have this list up when Greg was still on the phone. So I hope you're still listening, Greg. The list goes on and on, actually. Goes on and on. And yeah, Nancy Pelosi played a big part of that. We had a very, very slim margin in the House of Representatives. And Nancy Pelosi got it done. It's part of being the most accomplished Speaker of the House in the history of the country. Kevin McCarthy, it was a Monday night, so almost 2 weeks ago, he wanted to pass one of the first things he was going to pass. He wanted to pass it so that Biden couldn't steal your gas stove. And it was blocked. He wanted to pull the vote onto the floor, but it was blocked by his own people. He can't control his own people in the House. Nancy Pelosi got bipartisan votes in the House, including bipartisan gun safety measures. Republicans went along with it. That's how you do things when you're a leader instead of a buffoon. So, yeah. I think you can tell Greg got me a little worked up, but it's good. It's a good exercise to go through, right? I wasn't even going to do this segment, but now you've got some more lists in your head about how to argue against people who say that the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans. And you say, okay, can you name a president who was impeached twice who was a Democrat? No. Can you name a president who's also running for president, who's been indicted twice and found guilty by his peers to have committed rape on the Democratic side of the aisle? Can you find that? No, no, you can't. You can't find that. Yeah, there's. I'm going to find on this subject matter. I'm going to find another thing. Give me a break here, and I'm going to find another thing that happened just today or yesterday, and it involves a former Minnesota governor. And it's just unbelievable. So let's take a short break on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Rachel Shamblatt. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblatt from Shamblatt Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ShamblattFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
New at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Kuma Wood Stoves and Fireplace Inserts. American-made, sturdy and efficient wood heaters. All models qualify for 30% tax credit you can earn for installing efficient and renewable wood heat. Come see the new wood-burning Kuma Stoves and Fireplace Inserts.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has been selling wood-burning products since 1977. Kuma wood burners are hard-working home heaters made from heavy, laser-cut steel. Kuma stoves and fireplace inserts have cast iron doors and large self-cleaning glass windows. You can see the firelight and feel the heat from their efficient fire. One of Woodland's many choices to make fire work for you and your home.
Work with the chimney and insulation experts. They not only install, but will guide you if you want to install yourself. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood, gas, and electric units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services.
This is Elizabeth, the host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. There are many pathways to sovereignty. And each week, I'll speak with inspiring guests who share their own journey towards becoming free, curious, and consciously aware. This week on Exploring Sovereignty, we're in studio with Joan Steffen, who explores how sovereignty and quitting go hand in hand. Join the conversation and explore your sovereignty every Sunday at 11 or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rush! Oh, did you get me? My mic wasn't up. Probably good. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. And we've changed our trajectory. Maybe another word that Greg would be offended with. Trajectory. This is an incident that it further makes the point that I was trying to make with Greg. And it happened a little more than a year ago. On CNN, the reporter Brianna Kyler, who I actually really like her. I think she does a pretty good job. She was talking to former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, the last Republican to ever win a Minnesota statewide election back in 2006. Yes, the Republicans have not won a statewide election in Minnesota since 2006. And then Tim Pawlenty left the office with a $6 billion deficit in Minnesota that the Democrats fixed within 2 years because they took over and fixed that and caused a $2.5 billion surplus. So fixed Tim Pawlenty's problems. But here's the point now. Brianna is talking about the CPAC, which is the crazy gathering of Republicans. And I can't remember what it's called. Conservative PAC. I don't know. The first C stands for conservative, I believe. Should stand for crazy, but it stands for conservative. So it's a big conservative thing that Matt Schlapp, the lap schlapper, he's the head of putting it on. And she's asking Tim Pawlenty why there were Proud Boys and Three Percenters at CPAC, the biggest Republican gathering of the year. And here's how that exchange went.
This is a political conference. I mean, that is a difference. This is a conference that is supposed to be attracting the base of the Republican Party, and you have three percenters and Proud Boys walking around.
I mean, let's be candid, Brianna. Both parties have extreme elements that are just, you know, out of bounds in terms of a lot of behaviors, thoughts, and proposals. And
this is where people like Greg get their type of information. This is the same thing Republicans do all the time. Tim Pawlenty saying, oh, the Democrats are just as bad.
Even upon the rest of us, whoever's going to get this thing pulled back together.
But
these
are folks, anti-government extremists, who feel welcome enough that they are attending a political conference.
Well, I bet if I went to any number of leftist gatherings, I could find a bunch of goofballs as well.
Leftist gatherings. Democrats don't have an event like CPAC. They just don't have one because they're not crazy. Okay, let's keep going on with Tim Pawlenty's really sorry comeback.
Do you know of any?
Well, you know, do I know of militant leftists?
I'm saying, do you have an actual example of that? I asked you, Governor, because this is an actual example. Do you know of an actual example on the left that basically says it's all the same left and right here?
Well, we have all kinds of examples of people who are encouraging violence or behaviors that we would otherwise accept are outside the norm on the left, demonstrating that all over the country.
But a political conference where a former president is speaking.
Well, what difference does it make whether it's in a hotel ballroom or a street corner? What's the difference?
I think it speaks to whether they feel welcome at a particular event. And I ask because you're aware that the U.S. government has made clear about how big of a threat anti-government extremism is, that this is a huge threat to national security.
And I would put Antifa and other groups on the left in the same category.
But I hear what you're saying about that. We have seen some violence. The federal government does not put them in the same category, just to be clear. And I'm just wondering, you said that you would find goofballs on the left. I don't see actually the example on the left of a political conference where you have anti-government extremists showing up. And I'm just asking you if you do, because you said that if you looked, you would find them.
All right. Well, I think if you sent a CNN crew, if it wasn't otherwise obvious and evident, to a left gathering, not the Democratic Party's national convention, but some ancillary group like their version of CPAC, and you went around with a camera or a notepad or otherwise just observed, we could find you some people who would be problematic from your perspective and from a normal or the typical population's perspective. So the idea that, you know, your point is Proud Boys or whatever extremist groups are milling around CPAC, that's uncomfortable and shouldn't be embraced by the Republican Party. Okay, that's a fair point. But let's also agree that in fairness, that this is not just a problem of the right, that it's, there's also extremist militant elements on the left, and we should call that out as well.
I mean,
he's saying a Democrat Party equivalent of CPAC. There is none. There is none. And then he said, what's the difference between a hotel ballroom and being on the street corner? In the hotel ballroom is an official, the biggest event of the Republicans' whole year. And it's an organized thing. And they're letting people in that the American government calls domestic terrorists. They're welcoming domestic terrorists into their organized event. The Democrats don't even organize an event like that. They're too busy doing things like bringing down the cost of drugs and all those things I listed in the last segment. You cannot make the both sides-ism. And by the way, he mentions Antifa. How much have you been hearing about Antifa lately? Antifa's not an organization. They have no leadership. They don't have any names at the top of their leadership because they're not an organization. They don't have money. They don't raise money. They don't have organized meetings. They're not an organization. Like Proud Boys or the Three Percenters or the Oath Keepers or the Boogaloo Boys or whatever these other cowards who wear masks and bring Nazi flags everywhere. How many leftist, if you want to use that word, groups in modern day carry Nazi flags to events in the United States? You can't both sides it. But you hear how people like Greg get what they have in their head in their head. This Tim Pawlenty whole thing, you know, somebody was standing up to him. He looked like an idiot. He sounded like an idiot because he has no answer. It's the same thing that happened to Trump under Bret Baier. Bret Baier actually made him answer real questions. And when he gave a BS answer, Bret Baier said, no, that's not true. This is true. And then Trump's totally back on his heels, just like Tim Pawlenty was here. I don't know what Tim Pawlenty thought. He was going on Fox News. He thought, oh, a CNN reporter, they're not going to hit me very hard. And then she asks him a question, and it completely throws him off his whole game. He was running for president at one time. Us here in Minnesota knew how far he was going to get. And actually, he even underperformed what I predicted. Oh, yeah. The both sides-ism does not work. It doesn't work. So anyway, we are still going to talk about the things that I was talking about that we were going to talk about. I have a really interesting scenario, possible prediction that is kind of deep and intertwined that I would like to talk about. And we will talk about that at the beginning of our second hour. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil show, Brett on the board, and we had a long phone call that made us go way over and made me completely change my whole agenda. So Greg was also a big part of the last hour. Thank you, Greg, for pointing out how great Nancy Pelosi is, reminding us of all the great things Biden has done, and reminding us how dumb the both sides-ism argument is. So thanks to Greg for that. All right, we will be back in a few minutes for the second hour.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen
to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers, and help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 on AM 950 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicollet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwich.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.